We've been hearing a lot about Mitt Romney's tax returns. We know he pays taxes, but how much?
I've been paying, it's probably closer to the 15% rate than anything. My income comes overwhelmingly from investments made in the past rather than ordinary income or rather than earned annual income.
Most of us pay a bit more. In fact, Barack Obama pays quite a bit more than 15%. Mitt has said he may release his tax returns come April. But some are asking him, including his GOP rivals, to release them sooner. We're joined now by Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So this has been used as a criticism of Mitt Romney, this 15% tax rate, which seems quite low, not just, I guess, to Democrats, but even more so to his own GOP rivals.
Well, two things. He's winning the nominating campaign, and so his rivals are throwing everything in the kitchen sink at him. So to say that they think it's an important issue, they didn't think it was an important issue. When Gingrich was winning, he didn't think Romney's taxes were important. When Rick Perry was winning, he didn't think Romney's taxes were important. Now that they're behind, they're kind of flailing and trying and looking at something. So what Romney has pointed out is that people pay taxes on income when they earn it. And then the government comes back and taxes you again if you put it in a bank and you get interest, or you buy a bond and you get interest, or you buy a house and sell it for capital gains. He paid regular, ordinary taxes on his income as he earned it, and he's paying the taxes we have on the second and third time when you invest money. He pays the same rate that Obama pays on his capital gains and interest from banks. He just made his money a while ago in the business community, and is now in effect retired. I mean, what percentage tax do you want to pay on your pension? This is money you've already paid taxes on once, and so frankly, I don't think there should be a tax on people's pensions. I don't think there should be a capital gains tax. Once you've paid taxes on income once, the government should go away and leave you alone. And if you want to drink that or buy a house or invest in Microsoft, that's your business.
Although Warren Buffett has said that the capital gains taxes are too low.
Warren Buffett is an advocate of higher taxes for other people. His company owes millions and millions of dollars, which in taxes that they're not paying. And he's a liberal Democrat. So he's, you know, you can drag him out, but who cares what a liberal Democrat who doesn't pay his own taxes thinks?
Grover Norquist, you know, with all this criticism going towards Mitt Romney, would you advise him to just release his taxes now?
You know, I don't even know quite traditionally when people started releasing them. I guess my feeling is as long as people are, you know, paying, the IRS makes sure we all pay our taxes. I'm not sure it's anybody's business how much other people earn, and the idea that you should poke into everybody's background. I don't know.
Well, we poke into presidential candidates' personal lives. Shouldn't we be allowed to take a look at their taxes?
I'm not sure it's a good or a bad idea. I think at some point all the candidates will. We went through this discussion when people were trying to see the papers and writings of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama when they were in college, and they've sealed all those records so that you can't see how well they write or what they write or
sure
what
enough.
They've done. Interesting questions about what people should know.
Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Thanks as always.
Yep.